Quang Tri Province, the capability of the Viet Cong to assert itself overtly in the populated rural areas of Quang Tri was seriously weakened by several successful joint endeavors during the month period. Outstanding among these was sharply targeted Phoenix operations against the infrastructure and the pacification and resettlement of the Qua CUA Valley period. In one instance, the most wanted VC infrastructure character, parentheses, senior captain, BUI, new word, TU, close parentheses, and 12 of his colleagues were eliminated, and in another, GBN protection was established, extended to some 9,000 people, formerly in rather tenuous refugee status or under outright VC control, period, paragraph. In the field of new life revolutionary development, July marked, paragraph, the reconvening of public administration seminars for hamlet and village officials, paragraph, the establishment in the RD area of irrigation associations based on the Taiwan formula, paragraph, the further expansion of the 4-T for Tommy program, paragraph, the development of consumer cooperatives, and the revitalization of the Veterans Association with the inauguration of an employment service, paragraph. July also saw the inauguration of a Chamber of Commerce in Quang Tri, period. Its first job was to solve the lack of fertilizer through private enterprise, period. All these institutions have been actively supported as a means to create an infrastructure of a free society to replace the enemy's presence, which was steadily being removed from the fabric of Quang Tri society, period. A total of over 300 VCI are known to have been eliminated since the first of the year, period. Meanwhile, the government's cadre has not been preserved pretty much intact, but expanded and improved in several directions. Thank you. The RD cadre program moved ahead without any setbacks. The Tet disturbance, followed by the moratorium on RD construction, followed by RD cadre participation in the rice denial operations of May and June, combined to slow down the 1968 RD effort. Good weather and good security in July permitted a resurgence of RD activities. Town meetings continued to be especially useful in nudging the province technical service chiefs and their cadres into the field and into action, period. Refugee care, return to villages, colon. The month of July saw significant gains made toward the realization of Project Takeoff's goals, period. The Brew community from Quezon, who were evacuated to Cam Lo in January of this year, were finally resettled in the Qua Valley, where their prospects for economic viability are excellent. The sharp decrease in Brew sickness and mortality rate, further testimony of the wisdom of this resettlement project. Nearly 5,000 Brew have formerly been resettled in the valley, bringing the population in this former VC area to approximately 9,000, period. The Brew managed to market over 15,000 piastres worth of handicraft items, up 50%, and new handicraft production centers were opened in 4 refugee camps in Hai Long and in Tru Phong districts. The refugee teacher training program started in June, produced its first group of graduates, 17 teachers. This increases by nearly 1,000 number of refugee children to whom education facilities were made available during the past month. Finally, the Cam Lo Water Project was completed during the month of July. This system will provide water for nearly 20,000 refugees at the Cam Lo Resettlement Center. Opening ceremonies were held on 22 July, and a large turnout of Cam Lo citizens for this affair demonstrated graphically the high impact value of this project. Quang Tri has no problems with RD teams remaining in hamlets at night. Province chief is Colonel Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, new word, AM, period. Two government services in Quang Tri regarded as being particularly rotten. They were MSS and Public Works, period. Project Takeoff, A, improve and expand territorial security, : This was a definite improvement. Kept the army off balance. Population has enjoyed almost unlimited freedom of movement along the major LOCs, period. There was an attempt to interdict movement of resupply vessels on the Kwaviet River. But aggressive action checked this attempt, period. A new bridge was completed across the Mechon River where Highway 1 approaches the Tuitian border, thus making a considerable improvement in that vital line of communication, period. Permanent security was established at Camlo Refugee Area. A significant expansion of territorial security occurred in southern Camlo District when the Kwa Valley was cleared by 3rd Marine Division. This clearing operation was followed immediately by insertion of the Hung Hoa District Headquarters, Regional and Popular Forces, and U.S. Special Forces. These forces provided permanent security for some 5,000 refugees who were relocated to the valley in conjunction with the operation, period. During the month, one additional RF company returned from basic training for initial employment in the province. The company was placed on the operational control of Trufong, T-R-I-E-U, Fong District, which improved territorial security in the primary RD area. B, infrastructure. July reflected a distinct increase in operations against the VC infrastructure. As a result, the number of significant eliminations rose from a previous record high of 81 to over 100 for the month. The overall pressure on infrastructure centered on the Quang Tri RD heavily populated areas, Trufong, Mae Lin, and the Hai Long districts. The Mae Lin DIOC began operations 29 July 1968. To date, there are 4 DIOCs, Camlo, Hai Long, Trufong, and Mae Lin. All DIOCs have exerted maximum pressure on the elimination of province/district top 10 VC personalities. Of the 300-plus VCI eliminated since the first of the year, 88% were captured alive or induced to rally as Hoi Chan. According to the district chiefs, we have killed far more of the VCI during this period than we can claim. A knowledgeable police special branch official claimed that 70% of the VCI in position on 1 January has been eliminated, and their replacements have proved to be of poor quality. If they were locals, or unacceptable to the people, if they were northerners, sent down to boost the VCI. C. Upgrade refugee care and step up resettlement, return to villages, and vocational training. D. Prevent regression in already pacified hamlets. Arvin forces and province chiefs became very aggressive during July. Prompt action by district chiefs on leads provided by informants led to many captured weapons and ammunition caches. The RD Council Secretary put increased emphasis on the prompt processing of self-help applications in support of national government programs in the rural areas. National 4T program received a healthy boost. Youth programs. Good weather and press economic revival of the countryside, : good weather and good security push things, period. Irrigation associations, saltwater intrusion dam, Chamber of Commerce, cottage industries, self-help projects, IRA, Veterans Association. Paragraph. Improve effectiveness of national police, : Hoi Chan, : we are now significantly ahead of our average monthly goal with a total of 47 returnees this month. Speaker, aircraft worked here. Also, many friends and relatives of New Hoi Chan have expressed their approval and admiration of conditions in the Chu Hoi camp and toward the treatment of Chu Hoi members on their visits to the Chu Hoi Center. Some of the more recent improvements at the center include 4 new sleeping quarters, a new spacious kitchen, a volleyball court, and vocational training. Also, a TV set was recently installed. H. Expand and improve RD cadre. During July, the RD cadre groups enjoyed real security with 2 RD direct support infantry battalions aggressively providing military security for the RD area. 6 groups were inspected by a team from I Corps and were determined ready for phase 2, the construction phase. 2 groups were moved to better take advantage of a newly trained Group 18. The RD groups made solid progress toward the NLD projects in the New Life Hamlets. Recruiting continued with the new restrictions, and hopefully all groups will be brought to strength and retrained before the rainy season. Technical Service Chiefs reported that there's been lower efficiency among RD cadre groups this year than 1967. Major Trong, the RD committee chief, has made an effort to visit personally each team and explain the disciplinary program. In addition, he has trained and equipped two RD military police to patrol Quang Tri City and apprehend cadre who are in town without authorization. On the positive side, Major Trong has made an intensive effort to square away leave policy. He has also established a system of monetary rewards for outstanding teams. Drama team performed at least twice a week in hamlets to raise morale and deliver a psyops message. Reduce RD cadre attrition from 30% to less than 25% by the end of 1968. During the month of July, one new RD team was added for a total of 20. Effective field strength was reduced by levies from district chiefs for working parties. Propriety of this was debatable. Some returnees from Vung Tau were used as fillers to replenish group strength. The RD committee chief, Major Trong, continued holding one-day RD Hamlet rallies. Thus far, six were held in July. They seemed very effective in promoting morale and eliciting grievances and thoughtful questions. District chiefs in Quang Tri were aware of their authority over RD cadre and were using it by and large in a beneficial manner. There was no alternative in any case to giving them commensurate authorities. They were able better to coordinate all forces, RFPF, cadre, etc.
You going?
What? Yeah.
No answer was received on the proposal in June to Quartz POD Da Nang to send a mobile technical team to this province to assist in the immediate repair of unserviceable VIS equipment. The VIS mobile team of five men was employed in the Jialin district to counter BCNVA propaganda. The team explained the peace talks in Paris and GVN over loudspeakers. VIS personnel were employed in the Kwa Valley area to distribute leaflets and make broadcasts to the BRU. Armed propaganda teams operated in Kamlo, Jialin, Heilong, Mylin, and Trufang districts with loudspeakers and leaflets to explain to the people Chuhoy program. Paragraph, a 25-man armed propaganda team was employed with the 1st Air Cavalry at La Vang in their operations. Mobile teams and Kit Carson scouts were used throughout the province. Translations of current news stories and events published, provided to VIS on a daily basis for inclusion in publications printed by that office. They improved the RD newspaper. Continuing stress was placed on selectivity, targeting and shortening the time in the production of leaflets, the availability of loudspeaker aircraft. K. Integrate civic action fully with pacification. Early in July, 5,000 Bru tribesmen and 400 Vietnamese refugees, all evacuees from Khe Sanh, were relocated in the fertile Kwa Valley. Refugees were transported by trucks from the Sector A and L Company and the U.S. Army 26th Logistical Support Group. The 26th Group has also provided trucks on a weekly basis. This assistance solved the long-standing shortage of intra-province transportation for Cord's commodities. On 22 July, the Kamlo Water Project was dedicated. The 3rd Marine Division received much-deserved praise for the project from the province chief. The 103rd Arvin Engineer Battalion continued work on the GVN irrigation project. Extensive med caps were held. Almost every hamlet in Quang Tri could now receive attention from American medics. Doctors from the 3rd Marine Division and 1st Air Cav assisted in the province hospital almost daily. Repair of the dispensary in Dong Ha was another USMC project. Construction of a five-room elementary school continued under the direction of 1st Brigade, 1st Air Cav. The 8th Platoon of the 29th Civil Affairs Company assisted in transportation of building material for 27 Hamlet schools damaged by war. Period. Construction of the long-needed province maintenance shop by Marine Construction Battalion 5 proceeded, and Marine Construction Battalion 11 completed construction of the Mechon Bridge on 31 July. Thank the CBs for their work. On the 30th of July, a county fair operation was conducted at Kwaviet Refugee Camp, Wangs Khan, in connection with the USMC Amtrak Battalion. Some 26,000 pounds of commodities were distributed and medcaps were performed, but the RFPF units in the province continued to show a lack of interest in civic action projects. 1. Ensure GVN ministries expend funds. A letter was sent to the province chief pointing out the slow progress being made in expending the Ministry of Revolutionary Development budget, encouraging to press the technical service chiefs into action through the medium of the RD Council, period. The province called an RD Council meeting, the first to be held in at least 8 months, and did direct a vigorous program to execute RD construction before the rainy season, which is only a couple of months away at most, period. M. Develop systematic new life goals. July was the month of greatest progress thus far in 1968. In construction of new life development projects. Funds from Saigon, building material from Da Nang, and military truck support from the U.S. Army 26th Logistical Support Group have combined to solve many of the problems which hampered NLD in past months. Most important of all, the attitude has become of GAVN officials become more positive. 80 schools were targeted for 1968. 19 were completed in July. Only 5 were NLD budgeted schools. The other 14 were refugee schools. Repair of 31 schools damaged by war was proceeding under the self-help program. 1 maternity dispensary has been completed under the RD budget. Another dispensary is being operated by the U.S. Army as a civil affairs function. The target figure of 6 dispensaries was still within reach. 7 town meetings were held on the corruption issue, partly with the objective in mind of keeping Hamlet, village, and technical service chiefs honest in dispensing money and commodities under the New Life Development Program's para. Several million piastres returned to the central government when the money to build such items as the Tich Tong Bridge, T-I-C-H-T-H-O-N-G, bridge, and the province maintenance shop were saved by going the civic action route. The province's previous plans to hire contractors to do the job, particularly in the case of the maintenance shop, seem to be suspect. We simply remove the opportunity for malfeasance in these 2 cases. Paragraph, a rice buying cooperative was set up during the months for the Montagnards living in the Kwa Valley, period. This scheme takes the Vietnamese officials and usurers out of the middleman role, period. Always before, they made a pretty penny off the Montagnard's lack of mercantile ability. This form of corruption is virtually a thing of the past in Quang Tri. D. Minorities, political and religious groups. There were subtle changes in virtually all fields under this heading during the month. Montagnard situation improved. The Buddhist Association proved to be more outgoing than ever before as they volunteered to insert themselves into the PL-40 food distribution to their followers for the first time in this province. Catholics were also active in the refugee field. The political front, the Dai Viets, and other parties seem to be on the make, perhaps reflecting new alignments among political groups in Saigon. Enemy-sponsored fronts and political subversive activities continued at a very low ebb, although reports were received that VC cadres were off in the base areas attending intense political indoctrination courses, period. The only negative factor worth citing was the tight control still maintained on Quang Tri affairs by the commanding generals of the 1st Arvin Division and I Corps, period. Politically and administratively, this tight control had a repressive effect on the province, especially in matters related to the jurisdiction of the Hung Hoa, Cam Lo, and Dong Ha district chiefs. paragraph. During July, security, period, colon, during July, during the reporting period, there were 48 reported enemy-initiated incidents against GVN personnel and installations. 6 ambushes, 6 ground attacks, 8 mines and booby traps, 6 attacks by fire, 2 assassinations, and 20 abductions. Continual decrease in enemy-initiated incidences was noted in the past few months. During May, 87 incidents were reported, and during June, 61 incidents were reported. Reports of enemy movements and locations indicated a heavy infiltration and build-up in the Jiaolin area and a build-up of troops in the northern base area 101 and the Balong Valley. The 10th Cypher Battalion, 4th and 5th Battalions, 812 Regiment, thought to be deployed in northern base area 101, were at the end of the reporting period believed to have moved to Trufong / Heilong Delta area. On 16 July, reports indicated the presence of an enemy squad in Tuza Hamlet, parentheses YD375500, close parentheses, along with Bui 2, one of the province 10 most wanted VC. Quick response to the intelligence report by the Mailin, MAILINH, CAP, Combined Action Platoon Team, R1, resulted in the death of Bui 2 and the capture of many documents. These documents already result in the capture of 12 members of the VC intelligence network in Quang Tri City. On 18 July, the CAP team again swept the Tuong, T-H-U-O-N-G, X-A, Hamlet, and captured Lee Chan, L-E-C-H-A-N-H, a blacklist personality. Paragraph. The H-99 Company, a Heilong District local force company, was reported on 15 July as being deployed in the vicinity of Yoke, Y for Yoke, D for Dog, 4253, period. This fact was confirmed on 18 July when sector elements conducted Operation QT-43, made contact with this unit, resulting in 17 enemy KIA and 8 individual weapons captured, period. Paragraph. The supposed attack in Quang Tri City, scheduled for 20 July, never materialized. Rocket caches discovered vicinity of YD-330425 indicated a possible rocket attack on the city was planned in conjunction with a ground attack. Paragraph. Enemy units operating in the province have the following capabilities at the end of July, colon. Attack Quang Tri City, district headquarters and outpost with up to 4 infantry battalions supported by sapper and artillery. Paragraph. Conduct attacks by fire against friendly installations, conduct small-scale ground operations against RFPF and RD, conduct interdiction of main supply routes. Enemy units were seriously under strength as a result of repeated losses, and continuing friendly operations made it difficult for the enemy to mass for a major attack, period. Friendly situation. 1. Arvin. The 1st Arvin Regiment continued to operate at reduced strength until 7 July when the 2nd Battalion returned from duty with the 3rd Arvin Regiment. 1st Arvin Regiment operated with all organic battalions until 15 July until the 1st Battalion was attached to the 2nd Arvin Regiment to replace the 2nd Battalion that departed the province to undergo training at the Dong Da Training Center, D-O-N-G-D-A Training Center, period. Regional Forces. Regional Forces, the upgrading of RF weapon, follows closely as scheduled during July. Companies averaged 57% of officers present for duty, which continued to adversely influence the small unit leadership of sector forces. Each of the 18 RF companies were programmed to undergo a 2-week course, which is oriented toward revolutionary development support. Paragraph. Popular Forces, colon. Popular Forces continued to maintain an excellent percentage of assigned strength during the month of July. Weapon shortages were BARs and M79 grenade launchers, which is still scarce. During the month, extensive work was completed on the PF pay problems to include computation of the rice allowance. PF outposts showed much improvement through the use of self-help, such as installation of bamboo fencing and revetment of foxholes with bamboo or 55-gallon drums. Barrier material continued in short supply. Paragraph. RF and PF operations. Operations conducted by RFPF during the reporting period resulted in the following. Friendly,
colon 8 KIA 11 WIA, enemy 23 KIA 16 VCC 84 VCS 39 weapons. RFPF strength and assigned 3,557 regional forces and 4,054 popular forces. It's still slightly below authorized strength in the PF and over authorized strength in the RF. Ammunition was okay, but the following equipment shortages were critical. 435 radios, short 60mm mortars, 34 BARs, 5 30 caliber machine guns, 229 M79 launchers, and 10 Jeeps. Transport direct shipments of buried material from Da Nang by commercial vehicle helped. Status of U.S. Free World Forces, paragraph. Status of Free World Forces is basically unchanged. First Air Cav was in Hai Long District, Tru Phong District, the coastal region, and Base Area 101. Only sporadic contact. Third Marine Division made a large thrust into the northern portion of the province, stopping north of Highway 9. Paragraph. The 4th Combined Action Group headquarters was activated on 20 July at Quang Tri Combat Base. New headquarters assumed responsibility for the Combined Action Program in Quang Tri. The change was expected to permit closer coordination of CAP platoons locally. In addition to its headquarters, the 4th Combined Action Group contained 2 Combined Action Companies. The first company at Cam Lo contained 3 Combined Action platoons. The second at Mai Lin had 4 platoons. One of the latter platoons, CAP 423, was established at Nan Bu, N-H-A-N-B-I-E-U, on 25 July. Approved expansion plans authorized the formation of an additional company in 6 CAPs in Hai Lang District and throughout the province. It was expected this expansion would be completed by mid-September. Material resources and transport. Toward the end of July, bus tickets to Wei reduced from 500 piastres to 150 piastres, which is a considerable increase in competition among transportation companies. Self-defense forces. Quang Tri province are 3 categories of people's defense groups. Revolutionary development people's groups. Hamlet self-defense forces. Those forces trained by other than RD cadre groups, but restricted to members of one Hamlet. And popular self-defense forces. Forces trained for defense of Quang Tri city and all the district towns. All 3 provided logistic support for the Quang Tri City Popular Self-Defense Force commander, although this logistic support is not well identified. In the RDPG, 592 people recruited and trained, and 367 armed, paragraph. Hamlet Self-Defense Forces, total recruited 303, total trained 153, total armed 102. Paragraph. Popular Self-Defense Forces, total recruited 10,412, total trained 10,412, total armed 539. Total civilian force in the province is 11,000. Includes both women and men. The RDPG have accounted for numerous KIAs, captured weapons, and informant reports. Popular self-defense forces have been in constant patrol in and around the city of Quang Tri and district towns, participating in population screening in conjunction with the police forces. Problem areas. The well-written plan for organization of the outfit does not include the source of supplies for the commander, but makes him responsible for the supply of all forces. B. He has no transport. Therefore, there is little inspection of the Hamlet forces. C. There are many more weapons in the hands of self-defense forces throughout the province than appears on the record. These weapons include mortars, machine guns, claymore mines, and rocket launchers. Local self-defense force commanders have taken the initiative in obtaining these weapons, mostly from captured stocks. Some self-defense forces even have a few M16 rifles. They are chary about declaring these weapons. Our guess is there are at least twice as many weapons in the hands of self-defense force than appears on the record.
In July, 155 VC suspects were apprehended. 70 were full. Provincial administration, personnel, and organization. Colon, paragraph. Provincial government continue to make improvement. Improvements to security, increased confidence upon province chief, who perform with zeal, and the continued efforts of GVN civilian staff combined to make July an important month. He used the authority of his office to pressure his staff into fulfilling the requirements of the RD program. July saw the first concentrated effort to move into the 1968 RD program. One of the biggest blocks had been the Tet Offensive freeze on construction by higher headquarters. May was marked by considerable NVA activity. The relative quiet of June and July has provided a climate which fostered confidence and activity on the part of the GVN. Village and Hamlet RD councils. These councils did not produce the quantity of project requests during July that was seen during June. However, part of this can be attributed to the lack of commodity support from the province RD supply warehouse. There was no shortage of province. Tin Province, a report for the period ending 31 July 1968. One paragraph, overall status of the pacification effort. July in Tuatin Province in the city of Wei has been remarkable for the absence of enemy-initiated incidents, period. The battlefield initiative belongs to the Allied forces, period. Enemy force in the lowlands are dispersed and avoiding contact, period. Rumors, low-level agent reports, and statements of Huichan continue to predict a third offensive, but no commensurate troop movements or activities support these dire prognostications, paragraph. Lack of enemy activity and increased emphasis on RFPF support, logistical and psychological, upgraded their capabilities enormously, period. For example, in Quang Dien, D-I-E-N district, parentheses, two RF companies, 17 PF platoons, close parentheses, RFPF operations with U.S. air transport support. In July, accounted for 84 enemy killed, 32 VC captured, 90 individual and three crew serve weapons captured and generated, 25 Huichan, one of whom was the VC district chief, paragraph. A snowballing effect was apparent with every captive and every Huichan, creating additional operations and opportunities, period. Five of the remaining districts are emulating the RFPF of Quang Dien, Quangdien, and the other four are beginning to stir into an active posture, paragraph. This domination of the battlefield has accelerated the return of the GVN presence in the countryside, period. Interest and participation in civil defense has increased with over 20,000 recruits, of whom 9,000 are trained and over 3,000 armed. Over 2,100 displaced persons have been returned to their villages in former enemy territory, and greater emphasis is being placed on this effort. Every successful engagement, every reopened bridge, every dedication ceremony of a school, dispensary, or market reinforces people's confidence.
To capitalize on this optimism, it is essential that the necessary commodities, such as roofing, continue to arrive in quantity so that gains can be consolidated prior to the monsoon season in late September. The health and social paragraph, project takeoff paragraph. The Health and Social Welfare Service continues to be hard-pressed to fulfill all requirements, meeting the needs of the increasing refugee population. General mobilization continues to severely deplete the staff. Period. They have been able to register and distribute emergency foodstuffs to the latest 6,600 displaced homeless war victims in Huang Tra, H-U-O-N-G, new word, T-R-A, comma, Phong Dien, P-H-O-N-G, new word, D-I-E-N, comma, and Fulok, P-H-U-L-O-C, districts, period. All those people are still under temporary shelter, period. Local service is currently making a series of relief payments to various temporary camps, dash. This is the final step to conversion into resettlement hamlets, dash, and some final payments to previously established resettlement hamlets. All these payments had been forestalled by the Tet Offensive and the recovery projects which followed, but now the service is able to devote increased time in the caring for non-Tet refugees paragraph. Additional visits by HSWR officials are recommended to instill high levels of motivation. Caritas and WRC, World Relief Committee, are continuing their distribution and self-help programs, but with seemingly less Vietnam, but officials Hoi Chan. During July, 155 Hoi Chan were received into the center, 98 military, 34 political, and 23 others. 83 Hoi Chan were released from the center, with 333 ralliers remaining. Reconstruction of the Chu Hoi Center continues. The central office, APT office, and interrogation room are completed. Construction of the female Hoi Chan quarters, dispensary, and quarters for Hoi Chan enlisting in the vocational training courses are 90% complete. Chu Hoi Service presented its first TV program over Wei Tifri. 20 Hoi Chan are receiving training in masonry and carpentry. 30 Hoi Chan are being processed for future jobs at Phu Bai, paragraph. 60. Increased successful operations by RFPF coupled with RF team operating in the RD teams operating in the three districts around Wei, and the continuing arming and training of self-defense teams has increased the morale of the citizens of Chua Tien. Prime political events of the month include the Day of National Shame, the roundtable TV presentation of both U.S. and VN leaders operating in the area, and the dedication of the Wen, N-G-Y-E-N-H-O-A-N-G bridge, with Hung and Bunker attending. Paragraph, VIS, colon, publishes five district newspapers on a monthly or semi-monthly basis, as well as three editions per week of the province newspaper. Its movie theater presents film service daily, although Mr. Mai, M-A-I, apostrophe S, the VIS chief status in Hawaii is presently unknown. He continues to do a most effective job. Paragraph. Religious, political, and minority groups. Quote, the Day of Shame held on 20 July was the second appearance of the Wei's People Committee working together, period. This cooperation among Wei political parties, while still sporadic, demonstrates a spark of hope. Under the sponsorship of the Wei Nam of the Vietnam Buddhist Social Center, Saigon, a delegation of venerables and Senate delegates visited Chua Tien last week to distribute additional commodities to some province refugee camps. First visit and distribution less than a month ago was Chialong and Ho Mi centers in Phong Dien, and Bang Lang in Nam Hoa. Last week, Thich Thien Hoan, the president of the Vietnamese Buddhist Church, distributed other commodities at Nam Hoa and Phung Thien camps near Tuan An. 4, period, security, colon, paragraph. Only in Phu Lac district has an improvement in the security situation not taken place. No sustained offensive has yet been conducted against the enemy forces located in the mountains of Phu Lac. Highway 1 has been open throughout the province during the month. However, harassment has increased. In one daylight ambush, a USMC convoy occurred. A CAP team reported incoming artillery south of the Truoy Bridge. An increase in night mortar attacks against highway security elements and several mining incidents were also reported. Phu Lac District Headquarters received a mortar and rocket attack and suffered minor damage. Paragraph. Enemy situation. Colon. Paragraph. The RD program is believed to no longer be a specific target of the VC in Tua Tien. Only one incident involved an RD team. Paragraph. Infrastructure. Infrastructure was active. Assassinations, threats of violence, collecting food, and intelligence. Paragraph. The rice denial program has proved very successful and forced the enemy to devote more assets to food collection. In addition, this has deprived the enemy of food supplies and sufficient quantity for extended operations. The Phoenix program, increasingly effective. 106 VCI personalities have been killed, captured, or otherwise neutralized, comparing favorably with the 100 individuals rendered ineffective in the previous high month of June. D. Friendly situation. Paragraph. Only one Arvin battalion is in the RD areas, 1st Battalion, 54th Regiment, and it performs a security mission for the city of Wei. Regional forces are now taking on a greater share of the offensive efforts, thanks partly to many successful operations conducted with U.S. forces. Continued presence of U.S. artillery, helicopter, and logistics support, the RF are pushing ahead rapidly. The elimination of local guerrillas and VCI. One RF company has been deployed from sector to Vinh Loc to assist in the pacification and resettlement of previously VC-controlled area. Popular forces are doing better for the same reasons. Great deal of effectiveness and high state of morale of the RD teams in Hung Tra District, H-U-O-N-G-T-R-A, is due to the leadership of the district chief, Major Day, D-E. Other district chiefs have shown their increased interest in RD. We're requesting commodity support for RD hamlets and arms for self-defense forces. Paragraph, self-defense forces. Colon. You have the Hamlet self-defense training courses continue, run by the RD teams, RF and PF. RD PG cadre accepting more responsibility for the defense of Hamlets. Still slow on getting arms. Paragraph, RD PG, parentheses, rural forces, close parentheses, colon, recruited 7525, semicolon, trained 4797, colon, armed 912. Paragraph. Popular self-defense forces, parentheses, city forces, close parentheses. Recruited 13,858. Trained 4445. Armed 2050. Paragraph. Police, colon. The national police have been operating better. Major Tiep, T-I-E-P, the police chief, inspected all the district headquarters, made many changes in personnel, operations. Several districts received additional national police. In conjunction with this, permanent inspection team visits all the districts every month and reports on deficiencies as well as progress being made. Paragraph. Paragraph. The prison population remains a problem. They are overcrowding the prison because of the failure to bring the prisoners before the Security Council to be resentenced or released. Every advisory effort is being made to correct this problem. The screening program at the jail has processed about one-third of the prisoners. However, the effect is nil since the prisoners remain in jail. These prisoners must be reviewed by the Security Council, must be passed before they can be processed or released. Paragraph, the 11 special branch officers sent to Saigon for training should return early August to be the regular provincial screening officers. And it should work better. A few district visits and inspections were made by the province police. Special police chief. An ESP advisor, which resulted in some improvement in the overall police administration and correspondingly in Hamlet intelligence operations and production. 6 Hamlet informant awards were awarded for information confirmed by reaction operations. 5 more rewards are pending confirmation. The special branch chief was finally convinced that the PIC should handle only VCI and not guerrillas or militia. VCI should arrive at the PIC as promptly as possible and not be detained elsewhere as in the past. Paragraph, National Police Field Force, averaging 3 operations a week, originating from the Phoenix Committee. 2 platoons have been operating well with the 1st Air Cav. Special NPFF battalion from Saigon had 1 operation with a 101 air cab, which lasted 1 week, and several operations originating from sector. Paragraph, provincial administration. During the month, the province chief and his staff reoccupied the former province headquarters building, which was severely damaged by the Tet Offensive. District chiefs of Hung Tui and Phum Lok were reportedly removed by order of the central government. The actions were justified in advisory opinion. The failure to consult with the province chief prior to this announcement subverted his authority within province channels. Paragraph, paragraph. The province chief is very popular. Many report that should an election be held in the province at this time, he would be a certain winner. Required actions, colon, as reported in June, personnel and equipment shortages restrict the effectiveness of RFPF advisory teams. Action of these shortages be most effective means of rapidly upgrading the RFPF. Paragraph. Cultural Center for Wei has been under almost constant discussion since my assumption responsibility. Apparently each agency is waiting the other's move prior to moving, i.e. USIA is waiting for state to provide the building prior to assigning a director. State is waiting for a director prior to asking USAID for the funds. Circle is both vicious and small. Request Saigon coordinate to break this deadlock. The university opens in October. Cultural center is needed prior to that time. Paragraph. The July required actions request an education advisor. I would like to expand this requirement, or rather the operational area, which would propose that this chap advise 3 city districts, the University of Wei, the Wei Hospital, and the School of Nursing. These requirements require most experienced and active advisors not currently available. That good province district chief is Major Wen Hu Day, NGUYENHUUDE, of Hung Tra, HUONGTRA district. In the district, there are 5 RF companies and 21 PF platoons. One RF company has completed MAT training, and another is currently undergoing such training. These forces are engaged in operations designed to protect their hamlets and lines of communication. Period. One RF company has a mission to protect district headquarters. 9 RD teams continue to do an excellent job and continue to work on the 11-point program. Hamlet Self-Defense Forces continue training with more than 600 weapons issued. Morale and spirit is very high. Outstanding progress is being made by the district chief in the construction of the barrier fence around the city of Wei. That portion of the fence within Hung Tra district is expected to be completed within the next 5 to 7 days. Miscellaneous. Hung Tran newspaper, which had only printed one edition between 10 and 12 July, is now operating once more on a regular basis. District Chief received several reports of an infestation of the rice crop by insects to such an extent that perhaps 50 to 70% of the crop could be destroyed. As of this date, plans have been made for use U.S. Air Force to spray the infected area with insecticide. Kenneth C. Phelps is the U.S. Army Major in charge. Phu Vang District, District Chief Wen Ngoc Hung. District Chief is still reluctant to occupy small pockets of VC and VCI. Major John W. Johnson is the District Senior Advisor here in Phu Vang. Special problems. Special emphasis be placed on U.S. soldiers, Marines, CBs concerning Vietnamese-American relations. The road being constructed in this area has brought out the worst in the Americans. They are impatient, discourteous, and agitating. Hung Thuy District, H-U-O-N-G-T-H-U-Y District. Major James E. Davis, the advisor, reports that the pacification remains about the same level as that of the two previous months. Small bands of local force guerrillas continue to operate. Period. The continuing uncovering of large rice caches, approximately 50 tons for the month, attests to the inadequate rice control effort in the district. The district chief, Captain Nguyen Van Tang, remained rather uncommitted on such points as exact definition and location of secured rice storage areas, the means of collecting and storing, and the allowable on-hand supply of rice of the individual and family. Little or no effort by district officials being made to relocate rice discovered in Viet Cong-dominated hamlets. A notable decline in the number of 4chan rallying to the GVN was experienced during the month. Phu Thu District. District Chief is Captain Nguyen Dang Thuc, THUC. Pacification effort is constantly improving in the hamlets around the district headquarters and those southeast of Vinh Ha Outpost. However, one hamlet, Ha Trung 2, H-A-T-R-U-N-G 2, located at YD 988135, has regressed to VC control due to the VC buildup in the area. District operations conducted at 25/27 July disclosed that at least one enemy battalion is located approximately in the area YD 960140, able to attack Vinh Ha Outpost or any location around it. However, if military operations are not conducted in the immediate future to eliminate this threat, all hamlets in that area will result in risk of regression. Hamlet self-defense forces continue to be organized at a slow pace due to the security commitments and popular forces operations against the enemy. Civic action activities will be conducted in coordination with the 101 Division and 5th Marine Regiment starting during the month of August. Aggressive district chief, sense of cooperation of RFPF. A slight awareness of the population's support of the GVN. Cooperation. The withdrawal of the one Marine company from the Phu Thu area hurt because the RF and PF are not sufficient, especially in southeastern Phu Thu. Lack of RD development mobile advisory teams to help in training RFPF. Paragraph, inadequate assistance rendered to refugees extracted from enemy control areas. One hamlet, only 36 families have received any assistance. Adverse reaction. Lack of combat discipline among RFPF hampers the combat operations in that it eliminates the surprise factor. Steps are being taken by the district chief to discipline troops. Shortages in personnel, vehicles, and communications equipment are considered critical. Israel Lopez is the infantry major in charge of Futu District. In Fulag District, George G. Franklin Jr., Major, the advisor. District Chief is Captain Wen Kim, K-H-I-E-M. Pacification effort shows marked degree of improvement despite increasing enemy strength. Civil defense training has begun in two areas and should prove a psychological boost to the local population. Village security is improving elsewhere due to offensive-type operations by the Arvin and the lack of enemy activity. Miscellaneous. Call on several hamlets, vicinity AU-1905, AU-2005, AU-8005, and AU-8104 were removed from VC-controlled area, the location which could come under GVN control. Refugees created by this move were promised tin and cement, which has not been delivered, discouraging many and causing them to move back to VC areas. Some problems have also come up due to work along Highway 1, with many houses and other property damaged, destroyed, and nobody being compensated. Guangdong Province, July 1968. 1. Warren Parker, Province Senior Advisor. Continued insecurity. Paragraph, status of the RD plan. Continuing insecurity in the proximity of the monsoon season make it unlikely that the 1968 plan will be completed in Guangdong Province by the end of the year. While pacification activity gained slightly in momentum during July, increased attacks against refugee camps, RD teams, and the Da Nang barrier suggest that without decisive improvements in territorial security, even limited progress stands again to be neutralized or reversed. Paragraph. Vietnamese and American units have given first priority to efforts at interdicting a buildup of enemy forces, particularly through air and artillery strikes, into operations in known VC-NVA staging areas. With the assistance of 6 mobile advisory teams, Guangdong sector has made an impressive attempt at improving morale in RFPF units and encouraged local unit participation in combined operations with conventional forces. Paragraph. Republic of Korea forces, on the other hand, have made a far less aggressive effort at improving the security of vital RD hamlets in Dienbian, D-I-E-N-B as in boy, A-N, and Hu, H-I-E-U, non, H-N-O-A, H-N-O-N districts, which fall into the Rock Marine Area responsibility. Paragraph. Morale among RD teams is reportedly high, although the enthusiasm of individual cadre is not shared by the group commander. Refuses to visit and supervise teams except the direct order of the province chief. Because enemy activity is virtually unchecked in Dien Ban, D-I-E-N, D-I-E-N, Ban, B-A-N, teams in that district have come under increasingly frequent and daring attack, often in daylight and once within barely 100 meters of a Rock Marine command post. Under such conditions, few teams in Dien Ban, D-I-E-N-B-A-N, remain overnight in assigned hamlets, moving instead to USMC CAP units, or together with most hamlet dwellers to less exposed areas near the district town. Those teams which do remain in hamlets after dark have developed a successful strategy of coordinating ambushes with neighboring teams, choosing a different location each night. Combined team forces derive an advantage from the greater number and from their ability to surprise the enemy. U.S. advisors are now considering adoption of this tactic for use by all teams in areas where reaction forces are frequently absent or unresponsive to calls for help, period. It became obvious during July that a serious divergence exists between real and reported accomplishments under the 1968 plan. Calendar time and unverified statistics are dangerously inadequate criteria on which to justify a redisposition of RD teams. Yet as in 1967, GVN officials at the ministry and province levels are presently planning to move cadre from hamlets in which their work is far from completed, at least in this province. Whatever psychological and material impact the teams may have generated since Tet is not sufficiently strong to survive their departure. For this reason, U.S. advisors in Guangdong are actively discouraging plans for the premature withdrawal of cadre teams from areas which recent events prove are far from pacified. Paragraph 2, Project Takeoff. Improve security. Okay, B, paragraph, press attack on VC infrastructure. Enthusiasm of the province chief, Lieutenant Colonel Lee, L-E, Tree, T-R-I, Tin, T-I-N. He met weekly with the participating agencies, and an operation was launched in Huavang, H-O-A-V-A-N-G district, with excellent results. C, prevent regression. Current list of Hamlet Self-Defense Forces is attached. U.S. advisors consider it reasonably active. U.S. advisors estimate between 800 and 900 weapons now in hands of these forces. Political considerations continue to delay widespread arming of self-defense groups, though weapons classes are frequently held in the priority RD districts of Hunan, H-I-E-U, N-H-O-N, comma, D-I-E-N, Ban, B-A-N, and Huavang, H-O-A-V-A-N-G, period. Unfortunately, only one firing range in the province has been opening to self-defense trainees, and most civilians have been obliged to travel by truck to Da Nang. If RDPG and other civilian groups are to acquire any capability, they'll need firing ranges everywhere except in Huavang. Chuhoy activities. Paragraph. Since the opening of the returnee center over a year ago, returnees have rarely remained in the building overnight, period. To discourage free movement of returnees in the capital after dark, and to improve security, program was initiated in July. Like the refugee camps and hamlets which surround it, the center is extremely vulnerable to attack from the unprotected southern and western approaches to Hoi An. If adequate barrier materials and weapons are made available, and if there is U.S. support, the center could become an effective outpost for the protection of the province capital. Paragraph, the anti-corruption campaign. New district chiefs, both Arvin Majors, were installed at Dailoc, D-A-I-L-O-C, and Dai Xuan, D-U-I-X-U-I-E-N, districts during July. Both districts have a long history of dishonest administration, violent confrontation between political factions, popular demonstrations against the incumbents, and kangaroo court indictments of corrupt officials. Perhaps for this reason, the province chief has refrained from speculating on the performance of either new appointee.